I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I am not suicidal.
Stop laughing about
my class. I am not suicidal. And I am innocent. I could have said that I was guilty a long time ago.
Okay, so there is a part of me that kind of misses this story because it's so, you know, captivating and crazy. That was Jussie Smollett. So here I am doing an interview with Curtis Houck last night from Newsbusters. And as I often do with guests, if I haven't perused their socials, I start going through his Twitter feed just to see if there's anything I want to ask him about. And Sue, this happened like a little after 5 last night. He had linked to a story in Variety magazine, which is a major trade publication in Hollywood. It really is like the Hollywood Reporter and Variety are the two legendary trade publications. And they did an interview with Jussie Smollett because he's making a comeback, or he's trying to make a comeback. There is a documentary that's going to be on Netflix called The Truth About Jussie Smollett. But it does have a question mark. So it's like The Truth About Jussie Smollett. And then this goes a step further. I didn't mention this yesterday. He's going to be in a Fox reality show called Special Forces World's Toughest Test. Now, the very first person we thought of when this story broke yesterday was Gloria Rodriguez, who is the attorney for the Osandario brothers. Her reaction this afternoon. Gloria, how are you? I've missed you dearly. This is a great excuse for us to chat because you know how much I love you and I'm a fan, but you had to be laughing your ass off when you saw this story in Variety.
Oh, Mark, it's good to be back. I miss you guys too. Yeah, I was kind of scratching my head over the whole Rahm Emanuel's a villain thing because as the mayor, he has no power whatsoever to like bring charges against anyone. All he can authorize is a civil lawsuit, which he did. You know.
Yeah, so explain that a little bit, because what he was saying in when the interviewer from Variety is trying to get to the core of what happened, I can't imagine that this person didn't know that Jussie Smollett is guilty of everything that he's been accused of, but he was trying to make it seem like Rahm Emanuel, the mayor, and the police department were trying to throw shade his way because they were trying to cover up for this, you know, very controversial case involving a kid named Laquan McDonald, where there was a questionable police shooting. And in the end, when you saw the video of that, the kid had a gun, and it wasn't really a questionable shooting, but that was something that kind of hovered over this at the time, and they were racial aspects. So that's his excuse at this point, that it was a cover-up, and it was a cover-up because Rahm Emanuel is involved, and they didn't want bad things to happen for the police department. It was easier to use him as the scapegoat. That's essentially what he's trying to say now, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's just not true. If anyone followed the McConnell case, it just didn't happen that way. There were a lot of different, you know, entities, the judge included in that case, ordering the release of the tapes. The people that were working on that case from the Chicago Police Department had nothing to do with this case, with the Smollett investigation. At the end of the day, remember that this was a prank that the brothers had agreed to do, that they were paid to do it with a check, by the way. And it was never meant to go into the hands of the police. Like, there was never an agreement that this would be a false police report. And that's exactly what Jesse did. He called the police and said, hey, I'm the victim of a hate crime, of which there are like less than 100 every year in Chicago. So the police started kicking it into high gear.
So is there, did you read the piece in Variety?
I did.
Yeah. So, I mean, how can you, and I don't know, I think it's embarrassing that they gave him the ink, you know, but I understand people are looking for clicks. And look, I read it too because I saw it out there. But seriously, how can he even,
right,
with any kind of straight face, given the overwhelming evidence that was presented, and finally he was convicted of this, and he got lucky with the Supreme Court being tossed out on the on the prison sentence because of a technicality. But if you're someone from Variety or anywhere else, this is why I'm kind of curious about the Netflix thing. I'll watch it because I want to see what the hell he says. But how could you not directly challenge him with the facts from the case that are indisputable at this point?
I would say probably because this reporter wanted the interview. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, look, so many different producers and studios had wanted to have Jesse on their show. I mean, me included. You know, I did my documentary from the brother's perspective. I feel like the Netflix version is kind of like more of the Jesse version. Which is fine. You know, it's good to have a discussion about what happened, because ultimately the firestorm that erupted wasn't just because of what Jesse did. I mean, let's look back at this. Kim Fox gave him a sweetheart deal that no one other than someone in his position would have gotten. I could have never gotten that kind of deal for a client of mine at the time. They'd have to plead guilty to something. And so to say, you know, we're the state's attorney's office, give us $10,000 and whatever you want in community service over the weekend, and we'll call it good. That's what pissed off the people,
yes,
of Chicago.
Exactly.
That it was the whitewash of justice. And I'm quoting Rahm Emanuel at his press conference that day when he said this was a hallway handshake done in the back in the dark of night with no notice to the public, done in secret. This is not how we get justice for the people of Chicago. And I agree with him 100%.
So, and I can't remember exactly what he said about the brothers in the Variety episode, but you mentioned the check. I mean, that there's another one of those things that's indisputable, right? I mean, he acts like these guys are still the guys, or maybe he's saying, I don't know that they're the ones that, you know, were the ones that attacked me, but he's still sticking with that part of the story.
You know, that part in the article, he says, or the author writes that Jesse doesn't directly like criticize the brothers, and he believes that the brothers are not the attackers. But you have to keep in mind, Ola and Bola walked into a jury trial and raised their hand on the good book and said, I swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but swear to God. We were the guys, like, it was us. And then went on tape and said, it was us, we did it. And then acted out how they did it. So for him to say it's not them when they're claiming the responsibility and accountability for it is absurd.
But, you know, I was thinking about this a lot last night after we talked about it on the air and we knew that Fred had reached out to you. And I'm just thinking through, you know, the process of how someone can still try to convince themselves that they're, you know, not guilty of something. I don't know if psychologically something happens. O.J. Simpson comes to mind. But what he does know is that because of the racial dynamics about this, and you know how those took off from the very beginning across the country, LeBron James, you name it, everyone in politics jumped on this as another example of white supremacy, etc. But there are a lot of people, and let's face it, the racial situation is still very, very sensitive out there. We just had another anniversary of what happened here in St. Louis with Mike Brown. There are incidents that still happen. So there are a lot of people that just think that he got a raw deal. And what he says in the piece is, you know, I can't tell you, you know, much about what happened. I'm not an investigative reporter, detective. I can't sit and tell you exactly beat by beat what happened. I can only tell you what did not happen. And what did not happen is the story that's been out there for almost 7 years, that somehow I would have even had a reason to do something as egregious as this. But you mentioned your documentary. It's excellent. Sue and I have heaped praise on it. It's called Jesse Smollett, Anatomy of a Hoax. Is the only place that you can still watch that on Fox Nation, Gloria?
And thank you for the kind words. You know, I'm an artist. I'm sensitive about my work. So I appreciate the commentary. So the first episode is free on YouTube, and then the remainder is on Fox Nation on the app directly.
Well, and it's so good. And really, I've recommended it so many different times, and it would be very interesting. Let's see what we find out here in the Netflix documentary. Maybe they'll be a little bit more fair than I expect, but they are featuring an interview with him. But here's my word of caution to people about some of these things that get out there. And the prime example I would use is Making a Murderer, which was a story that came out maybe even a decade ago about this guy, Stephen Avery, in Wisconsin. And I covered part of that story because Stephen Avery was sort of a unique situation. He actually was not guilty of one crime that he was accused of committing. He was let out of prison. There was a lot of attention. I lived in Milwaukee at the time. And then in the aftermath, I moved back here to Missouri. And then he's accused of murdering this young woman who comes to his, you know, it was like a salvage yard to a certain extent. And they tried to make it seem in that documentary and then in a follow-up documentary that Stephen Avery was not guilty. I can tell you with 100% certainty, and anyone who covered that trial, and I know a bunch of the reporters who did and are featured in that movie, that Stephen Avery is guilty as hell. It's not even questionable. But in these documentaries, they can spin things in a certain way to cast shadows of doubt. So that's what I'm guessing will happen in the Netflix documentary.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, I love that you mentioned that because Avery's case, for the people that don't know, he was exonerated by DNA testing, released in 2003, charged again with a different murder 2 years later. I mean, here, you know, it's a false police report. It's not, no one died. I think that there's only so many ways you can spin this. Like him right. saying, I didn't do this. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's not as complicated as a sexual assault and attempted murder from the Avery case. And it being like this dude serving, what was it, like 18 years of like a 32-year sentence versus the guy got 5 months in Cook County Jail at the worst of it by Judge Lynn. So the reality of what he's trying to spin does not exist or cannot exist in the reality of what actually happened with the police and the brothers and myself and, you know, all the judges that oversaw all of this. I mean, at the end of the day, the jurors found him guilty of 5 counts of filing a false police report, which is reckless conduct.
Have you spoken by any chance with Bola and Ola in the aftermath of this news coming? I don't know how long you knew that this documentary was coming out. I did not know about it, you know, until I saw the Variety story yesterday. Have you had any communication with them?
Well, I'm in it. So I did know about it.
Oh, you are? So you are featured in the Netflix doc?
I am.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. That makes me happy.
Oh, I hope you watch it for me.
Wow. Well,
yeah, Olin Bull and I talk regularly. They're trying to just piece together their lives. They're still trying to make their dreams come true in Hollywood. Bull has found great success as a professional boxer. Mm-hmm. Ola has opened his own he renovates houses and still trying to take a crack at Hollywood. But, you know, it's hard.
Why was, you know, it's frustrating to me that he never got to, you know, serve out the sentence. What was that specific reason from the Supreme Court where they kind of tossed this out? I can't remember what happened there.
Yeah, so his attorney, Nene Uche, who's went to my law school, we knew this was coming. You file an emergency motion to stay the sentence because it was so short and appeals can take so long that if he would have been forced to serve the sentence but was found to be exonerated of the sentence itself, then he would have served that time for nothing. And the appellate court is aware of that. So they granted the motion to basically let him out again on bond while his appeal was pending. And because the appeal took a couple years to work through the pipeline, and if he would have served the time but was found how he was found to, you know, benefit from the hustling of Kim Fox's office at that time, he would have served that time for nothing. So they were in agreement with letting him out.
So that new documentary comes out next Friday. Are the brothers featured as well?
They are.
Okay, good.
They totally are. Yeah. Yep, next Friday on Netflix.
Well, maybe It'll I'll be good. Surprised. Maybe I'll be surprised. But in the meantime, people should go to YouTube and then Fox Nation and watch Anatomy of a Hoax, because it is extremely well done. And I've always felt, not to rip on Fox Nation, I subscribe, but it's not, you know, that wider format. And, you know, Netflix has this. And that's why I'm very curious about what the narrative might be. You have not had a chance to see it yet, though, right, Gloria?
I haven't. But I tell you what, the director, Gagan, he's amazing. He's very, very sharp. Netflix came to him for a reason. I've gotten to know him very well. Dear friend now. So I'm excited to see it too, honestly. I think he wanted to kind of give a more robust look. And obviously it's hard to do that if you don't have Jesse. So at least Jesse agreed to participate.
Right. Gloria, we love you. You know that. I hope all is well in your world. This will be fascinating to see next Friday. And thanks for jumping on here with us again in St. Louis. You're always great to us.
Oh, anytime, Mark. You know that. All anytime.
Right. Take care, Gloria. We'll see you soon.
Thanks.
All right. Take
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City. Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.